Morning Ireland, and Petula Martins here with the business news.
Thanks, Áine. Well, on business, we often talk about the challenges facing employers to secure and retain staff. The staffing crisis in the private healthcare sector has prompted many employers to become landlords. Rental accommodation is increasingly being offered in an attempt to secure workers. Shane McLeave is Managing Director at Excel Recruitment, which has published its salary guide today. Good morning and thank you for coming in to us.
Good morning.
Tell us more about how healthcare employers are trying to address staffing challenges.
Yeah, healthcare employers are doing a number of things. One of the things that we have found was quite prevalent was the introduction of a €5,000 signing on bonus to try and help attract people into the country. We are seeing a lot of people having to offer accommodation to staff coming into the country also. It's things like that. You know, I suppose that the private healthcare sector seems to be stepping in to pick up the slack where the government has fallen down. And, you know, it's well known that the private healthcare sector is propping up the public healthcare sector.
Now, you mentioned attracting people into the country. How reliant is the private healthcare sector on immigrants?
Extremely. I mean, it wouldn't be able to function without them at the moment.
I know your report doesn't cover this today, but do you foresee a problem attracting immigrants to work in the healthcare sector here, given the reception that some people seeking refuge in this country have received?
Absolutely. I think it's terrible. I think our reputation in Ireland has been tarnished extremely in the last while, you know, by the protests and the rhetoric that's out there.
And are you hearing, is it a problem in terms of retaining staff who are from abroad working in the private healthcare sector?
Yeah, I mean, retention and attraction, you know, are both problems. You know, it's very difficult to get people into the private healthcare sector. And then what we're seeing is after a year, they're going to the public healthcare sector.
What are the costs of hiring somebody from abroad to work in the private healthcare sector?
When you add everything up, fees, flights, accommodation, it's in around €15,000, the total cost of bringing somebody in. There's an awful lot of uncertainty at the moment in all sectors, I suppose, with the cost of employment. We know that the cost of employment is going to go up every year for the next 10 years. And what we're seeing is we're seeing businesses in hospitality close at a phenomenal rate. If you could imagine what would happen in the healthcare sector, in the private healthcare sector, with the costs spiralling, and we see the private healthcare sector start to close and come under the same pressure, it's going to have a terrible knock-on effect for the public healthcare sector.
Are private healthcare facilities attracting staff from public hospitals, or does it work the other way around?
Typically the other way around. You know, the HSE has deeper pockets, I suppose, and they can afford to do, I wouldn't say what they want. Obviously, there's a certain amount of restrictions, but, you know, the money will always be there, has always been there. You know, private healthcare doesn't have the same availability to endless amounts of money to fund the way that, you know, the spiralling costs of employment.
And what about staff in Ireland then? Are the staff in Ireland there to work in private healthcare?
There is, but you know, we need to attract, you know, a huge amount more. I mean, we've got a growing demographic. The population of this country is going to grow by 10% within the next 10 years. So we're getting older. So we really need to address this now. You know, in 10 years' time, it's going to be too late.
Candidates are looking for flexibility. Is it difficult for employers to offer that without compromising patient care?
It can be. But, you know, one thing I said, the private healthcare sector is very resilient. They're very good at coming up with new ideas to try and help people with flexibility. But again, you know, we can't just rely on the private sector to prop up the public.
OK, now you say in your report that the government needs to look at ways to support the private healthcare system. But why should it do that, given like the shouldn't the government's focus be on the public health system?
Well, the fact is, it's the private healthcare sector that's propping up the public. If you look at COVID, for example, imagine there wasn't a private healthcare sector when that happened. How would that have ended up?
Okay, well, that's true. Shane McLeave, MD at Excel Recruitment, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. More business news in the next hour.